Where men live huddled together without true communication, there seems to be greater sharing and a more genuine communion. But this is not communion, only immersion in the general meaninglessness of countless slogans and cliché repeated over and over again, so that in the end one listens without hearing and responds without thinking. The constant din of empty words and machine noises, the endless booming of loud speakers, and by making true communication and true communion almost impossible. Each individual in the mass is insulated by thick layers of insensibility. He doesn't care, he doesn't hear, he doesn't think. He does not act, he is pushed. He does not talk. He produces conventional sounds when stimulated by the appropriate noises. He does not think. He secretes cliches.
Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. 11:13. It is strange. I had sun. And then we have this kind of fog that just swept in. And I was outside, you know, so nice to be able to be out. And I guess, you know, not looking at a Netflix video, you know, it's kind of an impetus to actually enjoy that, because I do enjoy it. But I have to say, you know, after my arduous practice, it's kind of nice to watch something and then just chill. And yeah, it's enjoyable too. But I mean, where I am here, you know, I just lie. It's even more of a treat. Anyway. And I was even thinking this morning during one of my pee-pee outside that for me, there is a kind of a smell to a small town. It was kind of reminiscing of, I'm not sure where, but took me back to another place, you know, being around, hearing. You hear a lot of birds here, for sure, on Pilar's property. Sorry. and of course, you know, the traffic is not crazy, so yeah, it's spacious, you know. And you look around and you see. Anyway, it's just wonderful. Wonderful. Oof, my goodness. I have my jacket and my... Oh, I didn't bring my... Anthony, are you going to wing it? I'll wing it. No sun hat. All right. I think this is going to last for a little while, but it's going to be a two and a half hour walk today. I'm going to toward Torre del Campo. I'm going to enjoy that one. Oh, my goodness. What happened yesterday anyway? Yesterday was Wednesday. Did I? Oh, of course, I got my phone yesterday, right? Yeah, that's why I didn't walk. It was 3 hours with Joaquin. Anyway. So. Sorry. Then I came home and took another awesome nap outside. Didn't need a blanket. Just wonderful. Wonderful. So I'm heading out to the library, you know, around 5, and basically I shocked me encontré con hold on ah me encontré a oh I forgot there's the accidental meeting in Spanish. Encontrar a alguien. I think it's con. Me encontré con Eduardo y Ana. They were taking an evening stroll, taking a break from their study. And we ended up chatting for quite a while in front of the library. So I ended up not going to the library. I was going to go up where I'm going now, but to my sunset walk. But I don't know, I lost... The NV, so I took a different route, and I had to go to Chupa Chup anyway, to give her a treat I had not come earlier. So, and actually I still get back right after the sunset, so it was actually longer than I thought it was going to be on that walk, listening to Mozart's Requiem. Oh, what a beauty. What a beauty. That, whatever you call it. I guess you just call it a Requiem, right? Sorry, Requiem. You don't call it a concerto. It's not a symphony. It's a lot of movements. But anyway, really, really enjoyed it. And it makes it okay, that little bit of opera part of it. I'm actually okay with it because I really don't like opera. I just like classical music and I like singing, but the blend is just weird to me. Anyway, so yeah, chatted with them for a bit. I think she felt a little bit pounded and had a test, you know, because I kind of get a sense that some people may be better prepared. I mean, I can't imagine. She's studying every almost 6 days a week, I think. Hours and hours. I mean, it's like, wow. I guess whoever you have to be for that to make sense, you know? But to me, there's no way. There's no way. I don't have that in me, you know? Mamma mia. Sorry. Anyway. And so I finished my German late last night, and of course did my kanji, really enjoying, and was reading the guide, and really being like, my goodness, it's like, I guess it's, you owe it to yourself to kind of read a piece of shit book, because when you go back to somebody who actually knows how to write, it's like, oh, it doesn't even matter. It's almost like a well-written book, I think, is worth reading just because of that, you know? And the craftsmanship to stitch all those pieces together in this beautiful pattern, you know? It's very good. So I'm going to be looking at, I mean, I have another one of his book, Swami and His Friends, I think it's called. And I'll be looking at some other one. Because as far as the light reading, you know, it's going to be perfect and something well done. So that was nice. Really enjoying going to bed with a book, finishing the day, you know, with that. Anyway. And well, this morning definitely did better. Headspace, you know, where I was, and quite strong, you know, and enjoying being able to plug in the phone. So my wireless inalámbrico, mi cargador inalámbrico, and my wireless charger is kind of charged, pretty much, and it's not really going to be used much, so, but it's nice to have a backup if I'm in a place where, you know, for a day or so I don't have power, and then I'll be okay. Anyway, we're talking too with Eduardo. So you have purple signs in Spain, it's a color for against domestic violence, violencia del género, and gender violence. And kind of wondering, and for me, I find it funny when I see those signs, because, you know, that's something that has to be said, you know, kind of, well, how prehistoric, you know, is your community? And I don't know, to me, just who is that talking to? And I can appreciate the social engineering, you know, engineering in terms of maybe helping making it visible. Maybe it's one of the steps. I don't know. But I just, I mean, for the people who are doing it, I think, yeah, there is still violence going on, but I mean, it's become taboo for a while now, you know, that it's not okay to beat the shit out of your wife, which is mostly where it goes, right? You have some violence too, perpetrated toward men. In some cases, it's more psychological. It's different. And yeah, that's not going to be on a docket for a while. But I do believe that there is something to be said about that. About the violence coming from this kind of manipulation, the mind games that just can drive men crazy at times. And I've experienced that, actually, I have to say. That frustration. And but I get it, you know, no question about it. You know, physical violence is, well, definitely it's going to be easier problem. If you can't deal with this one, forget about psychological warfare. But yeah, just kind of course, you know, Anna had a feminine perspective, so you know, the idea of making it visible and that it was something that was kind of accepted before. And it's kind of one of the way to make it. So I can see that point. But again, for the people who are doing it, I think they've known for a while that it wasn't okay. And if they're still doing it, then I don't know, maybe for the youth, maybe for children, I guess. You know, maybe for children. You know, for something to be part of their bringing. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. Thinking of my generation or reasonable creatures to some extent. Anyway. But yeah, it was nice chatting with the guys. And then she was like, gotta go back to study. Anyway. And of course, Eduardo telling me about, you know, oh yeah, but not, you know, calling to go out and walk or whatever. And it was just kind of like, okay, let me know when you're done talking. Kind of in a way, it's like, I'll hear what you're saying, but I see something interesting between him and his father. There's a lot of wind being produced through that mouth at times. I really like Eduardo. I think he's a very nice fellow. He's a sensible young man. I like him. But he's Spanish. So there's going to be some verbiage being spewed out. And kind of like with Juan, I'd be curious on Saturday to see, because I don't know if I'll see him after that. To be honest. The whole thing about the bread making, we'll see. But, you know, there's a good chance that's not going to happen. It doesn't matter. One way or the other. I'm here, so, you know, if he wants to, great. If he doesn't, great. It's all good for me. Not holding my breath. But, you know, he's had this thing with the stomach. He's gone to the doctor. They're not finding anything. So this thing is, you know, psychosomatic. Or it's just kind of, he's making it up in his head, you know. And whether or not it's true, you know, that's irrelevant. At the end of the day, I hope, you know, when I see him, that I can be, you know, that I can be in there with him, with wherever he's at. But, you know, there's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do. Or if I do, you know, end up saying, to know that it's maybe something to soothe, you know, that is it. That's the extent of what I'd be saying. So what I'm going to invest in my reply would just be lighter. And not being like, oh, here's somebody, you know, who's curious. Like yesterday, Eduardo was telling me lately he's been having some mucus buildup. And I'm like, if you're interested, if you're really bothered, try no dairy for a month and see if it helps or not. So, and then I moved on. And then, because he was like, well, I don't do much dairy, which so many people say that. It's so funny when you're telling them to cut something off, basically they don't want to. And unconsciously maybe, or they don't quite realize that there is kind of like, oh, I like that. So you minimize it as a way to saying, yeah, that can be that. Or you don't want it to be that. It's more like it. And it was like, oh yeah, but I eat yogurt. And I'm like, yeah, you could try and see, you know. But I'm definitely, I feel like I'm moving from that. The whole nutrition, I mean, I am, of course, keeping abreast, you know, of some of it. But yeah, it's, I have not found a vehicle through which to do something about it. And now I have to say, you know, the nuances of nutritional understanding, they are really all over the place. You know, that you can play with the science if you are into the science, if you like it, but it's really this game, you know, where you're on a bell curve, you know, in terms of, it's so complex when it comes to that. And then really, at the end of the day, what kind of a role nutrition does really play in health? I think that's definitely a question that is not being answered, and maybe that cannot be answered. I don't know. You know, health is more than the sum of its parts kind of thing. But I still, you know, I still do believe in a lot of it. And I still think it's relevant, you know, as we are moving from a surviving species to a thriving one and then long lasting. I think it behooves us to appreciate the kind of the cornerstone of what's going to create a pattern that's sustainable. Because now looking at living at 80, 90 or 100 years old, it's a whole different ballgame than what it used to be. And thinking the old school and the tradition, that in this case, they are not compatible. You know, some things like, when you look at it, in Spain, you know, in terms of kind of the meat-based, meat-centric kind of diet, definitely meat and dairy, you know. And you can easily go and have meals at people and have very little produce on your plate, you know. So you're going to have meat, dairy, some kind of cereal, you know, starches, but not so much on the other hand. I'd be curious to see, you know. It more than likely would be polite, but you know, the menu, you know, would be the toast with the guacamole and the hummus, bell pepper hummus. I'll have a little bit of cheese. I'll cube some cheese. That'll be one way to help me get rid of it. And then the lentils with the whole grain bread. So the lentil with the butternut squash, mushroom, garlic, onion, spices, and all that good stuff. I might even put tofu in there. And then the rice pudding and then fruit salad. So basically, cheese will be the only, and there won't be much, it'll just be para picar, eh? Just a snack. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how satisfied they feel, you know, not having any meat in it. A plant-based, for sure. Hold on. I gotta get my, I don't have to tip it off, but I gotta get my, get my hat off. My beanie is a little too much. All right. Anyway. But as for that. I had a twitching of a sadness yesterday. It didn't last much, but again, feeling a little bit of a, I don't know, because it was so short-lived. And I'm definitely being mindful when it's happening to, you know, to repeat, you know, everything is a blessing, everything is a gift. There's something to learn and to milk from it. So, to become more flexible and to hold out longer to the discomfort and to be more okay with not being okay. But it didn't last long. It was a beautiful evening, you know, yesterday. Like I could wear the jacket, but if I was to go up a little bit, like on the way back toward the house, I had to open it up. So it was like really, really nice, mild, temperature. Anyhow, did my chickpeas this morning. So those are cooked, and I jarred a couple of them. And I'm going to make a more of a traditional hummus, you know, lemon, cumin, olive oil, salt, garlic. Quite simple for them. I feel like the bell pepper, well, I may still do the bell pepper, or I'll cut up the bell pepper into slivers and kind of create some pattern on those little toasts that I'll be making. And speaking of, I have to make sure that I have, I need 7 slices between 9 Saturday. So I may have to make a little bread tomorrow if I don't. And then 1 on Saturday, which is fine. And then I will have to soak the lentils for tomorrow. So, but yeah, it's going to be nice. Like I said, I like to kind of spread the wealth, you know. Of course, I only have one burner. So, well, actually, I don't think it would matter in this case. Well, actually, it could, because I could be doing... No, I'll be doing the lentils tomorrow, no matter what. I want them to sit the night. I believe that things like beans and pulses are just better the day after when you cook them in a stew. And como cocido. Anyway, wow, yeah, I'm definitely getting toasty here. Oh, I forgot to change my shirt. Dang it! Well, that's okay. I just put this one yesterday, so I might have to change again. But that's okay, I most likely won't be doing laundry until Saturday. Anyway, it's supposed to be like 21, so it's going to be perfect. I'll wait, you know, until late morning to do it. Just perfect weather here to hang your laundry. Like it used to be in Kerrville, Texas. Was also great, the clothesline. I use them quite a bit. Yeah, I got to a place to where I would be like, I would get in with Glenda. It's like, yeah, I'll go hang the laundry, but please, you know, don't use the dryer, because dryer in the summer generate a little bit of heat in the kitchen, and apparently they do eat quite a bit of energy, the dryer. So if you have the weather, if you have the space, the real estate to air dry your laundry, why not? And it gives you a little extra to do, yeah, to be active, to move around. What's not to like? As long as you don't have to worry about somebody stealing your clothes. Sure, there's got to be sites or places to where that might be an issue. Tokoro, a place. Or basho. Anyway. Not quite at the top. Not sure what I hear. That sound in the distance. Oh, I get that noise, maybe more accurate. It's definitely a human noise. I don't know what that is. Ah, and there's a baker honking his horn. Klaxon horn. I guess how you say honk. Wow, tocando, tocar el claxon, you would say, to honk the horn. Yeah, there would be no special word, you know, like honk. How funny thing that they have a special word just for that, to hit the horn, you know. Anyway. My legs also were feeling tired yesterday. I was like coming back really kind of, yeah, feeling tired. And almost like my left knee is definitely, there's a little thing going on. When I do my flexing my toes and go the position when you sit your butt on your heels, you know, you have your toe flexed and you sit on your heel. I forgot the name of it. And I can feel my left knee. I've never felt that before. And I'm not even really stretching it. It's just, you know, basic, kind of almost kneeling. Anyway, it's weird. So But, you know, as of this morning, with what I'm doing, there's no problem. And of course, unless something very specific was to happen, I'm not planning to change. Whatever that is, I don't know. Be too interesting to see when I start to walk again and move away from, you know, I'm doing, like I said, between an hour and a half of yoga every day. Possibly I'm wondering if I may have something to do, you know. Like I said, I don't sit much in the bed until I go to bed to read some. I don't like that position. So I like to, you know, sit flat on the ground, sitting in the chair, kind of holding the tablet to read or whatever. That's my kind of position. So I kind of wonder, you know, and then it could be possibly that. I mean, I've walked quite a bit after all, you know. So it may just be a natural life cycle. So I guess it'll be what it'll be. I think it's too early, too precocious to take my jacket off. Now I'm back to the top, but I'm like, it's still covered, that fog, well, which more looks like a cloud now. You don't see the mist, but as I'm nearing la cumbre, me estoy acercando de la cumbre, así que todavía no tiene sentido quitarme la chaqueta. So to remove the jacket doesn't make sense quite yet. Let's see what happens when I go semi-flat for a while. It's funny those days when it gets colder later in the morning. You know, feels so unnatural. But yeah, it's well, you can see it in the distance, that humidity in the air, which is what makes it cool. Un aire respirante, refreshing, a cooling wind. I guess it would be refrescante, would be refreshing. Resfriante would be cooling, yeah, more than likely. Resfriar is to transition toward cold, whether passively or actively. Or you would say, se está resfriando, if it's doing it itself. Hello, beauty. Yeah, I didn't come and see you yesterday, huh? Yeah, it just felt different. But it was very nice. Really enjoyed Mozart. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. I don't know if I'm going to do... if I'm going to blow the driveway. You know, play podcast, blow the driveway. And maybe cut up that century plant. And then trim that other one. Get the leaves that I'm protruding on the driveway. Encroaching. But... yeah. Oh, something funny anecdote. Yesterday I was with Joaquin and we're talking about un pelín, un poco. So poco is a little. Un pelín, it's like un pelo, it's a hair. So un pelín, it's like a little hair. So it's a figurative way of saying just a little bit. It's very little. And then you have un pellizco, which is, it's like very, very small. It's like a pinch. Un pellizco, you would do that like in cooking. Un pellizco de sal. Yeah, pinch of salt. So the idea of those diminutives. And he was like, well, you know, un poco and un pelín. He was telling me, well, they're the same. It's like, I don't think so. And I was like, here, hear me out. Here's what I'm thinking. And he was kind of like left. I was like, what? Like I was basically, I'd caught the nuance that basically poco means little, but pelins to me means a little bit. You know, it's even less. It's kind of underlying, subrayando, you know. Anyway, and of course, they are synonymous. If you're going to say un poco, un pelín, it just means a little. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to be nuclear. But to me, yeah, to me, there are connotations about those different words. And it's interesting that at times I'm like, at least at my own level of understanding, this is a way that I organize those words. And so, you know, and I guess as you are getting more and more and more impregnated in that language, then you start to get to a place where you're going to express yourself, you know, having quite a wide lexicon. Anyway, so here we are on top. That's so beautiful. Of course, I don't see the other peaks in the distance. I still see it's not that foggy. I can see Jamilena down below. Ica below. Ica. Yeah. Hold on. Shita is down. Ica is below. Chikashitsu is a basement. So Chika means below the earth. Actually, earth below. Underground, basically, like Chikatetsu is a tube station, and Chikashitsu is a shitsu means a room of sort, you know, some kind of a room, like a pièce. Yeah, a room is good enough. Raum in German, room. And so it just means an underground room. And it is so interesting, you know, that you get that from the kanji. I'm really getting hooked on that possibility, on that kind of interaction with words and with those symbols. Anyway, so I'm sure like philology, the study of languages, I think that's what it is, right? Or linguistic. Oh, what's the difference between philology and linguistic? Because a linguist is somebody who... So is linguistic the understanding of the structure of the languages, and philology, you know, the cultural, archaeological, and all that stuff, the context of the cultural context of a language. I don't know if they mean something completely different. I've never thought of that. Feels to me like they would be related, though. Philology, anyway. But it's, yeah, it is fascinating. It makes me wonder about Arabic, because it's another one, you know. I'm wondering if this weird looking language is gonna, you know, have something like that. And I don't know when I'm gonna get to it, because obviously I would really need to start to breeze in Japanese to move on. There is no way I would, no, I'm pretty sure. And with German, though, German is a different challenge anyway. German is just going to be put the mileage, and that's more than really going to click in. You know, the grammar is starting to kind of click. So I don't foresee really, I don't know enough, but I don't. Japanese is just so different, you know, geographically and figuratively, that I have no idea how long that's going to take. And that's going to be enough. I don't know if I would have another one in between, if I could get one that would not be so. There is a Philippine. I think it's, isn't it one of the easiest language? Philippine, Filipino? Would you say Filipino language? Anyway, I'm not even sure how you say it, but I think that's supposed to be one of the easiest to learn. Yeah, Chinese, no, because that's one of the difficult ones too. And I'm not interested in that one. So Japanese will be more than likely enough for me as far as Asian. Well, and I guess then you get Sanskrit, right? You have that kind of, I guess, a Greek as well, actually. Greek or Sanskrit, like an ancient, because Latin is not, I don't know, it doesn't look that interesting. There was a small course of Duolingo, but it didn't last very long. And I most likely have forgotten almost all of it. But yeah, Greek. I'm not sure how, if you were to compare Latin with Italian, and then the ancient Greek and the modern one, my guess, they may be more retained in Greek than Latin to Italian, if I had to guess. And the Sanskrit would be, well, that would be for a different reason. You know, if I was to somehow land in India and stay there, you know, because I do dig the spiritual background of that culture. I think it's most interesting to me, the most interesting. And I've kind of, you know, I've dipped my toes in quite a few of its waters. You know, Zen Buddhism, now Hinduism, you know. I'm not sure Sufism, you know, if it's really just Islam or if they're possibly influenced from Hinduism. But anyway, also I don't feel like I'm not that into Sufism, but I know I would like it to. Actually, I may look at some books, actually, about Sufism. That could be something nice to read. Anyway. So beautiful. I don't know why it feels like Friday today. How weird is that? But no, today is Thursday, my friend. Thursday. So we'll see. If it's turning out to be nice, I might consider, blowing the driveway and then cutting the tree of the wheelbarrow, taking the time to hand saw that century plant and kind of scattering it to compost. So it will have to be small slices, you know, and spread them all over the slope by the fence of a property so they can, you know, break down and go back into the earth. So we'll see how the energy is. But as of late, my longer walk, they kind of are invigorating. All right. I'm not getting colder. So let me get my jacket off. I feel like I'm starting to break a sweat. Yeah, fair enough. I'm starting to break a sweat. So let's, I didn't break, the back, yeah, even in the back, starting to, okay, good. So, put the jacket here, just in case, in my brain. Gotta pee anyway. Oh my goodness. Oh, something that's interesting too. Well, interesting, I don't know, but here it is. A little purple flower, or lilac. On my iPhone, the phone, I would go to a podcast, would start to playing, and would go to close the screen to shut it down, you know, so you don't waste the battery, and you don't accidentally push on something, and it would bump me forward. You know, and I thought, well, okay, what's happening is I'm just trying to play and I go too quickly to shut the screen and there's kind of a funky thing happening. But even when I was waiting, it would still do it like with Masa Sensei, but it's not happening with the new one. So I think there was a thing with my old phone. So something I feel good about. Anyway. And you know, actually, it's the same phone. Did you know that? I didn't know that. That the i10 11, it's the same shape. I think it's mostly the same. You have just a more fancy camera. Another tree down. Wow. Oh, yeah, but that's. Well, I don't know if it's been down for a while and I didn't see it. Or. Oh, let me go raise my pack so it won't be so much on my back. Here we go. Anyway, so yeah, it's quite fogged up. You know what was clear earlier? Quite fogged up now in the distance. We'll see when I get across the other side because there's a park. So there may be people with their dogs or, you know, or walking around, which is, you know, it's a nice area. You have picnic tables. It's quite a spread, you know. My guess would be that it could be popular from, yeah, actually all the way from Jaén, Torre Don Jimeno. You know, to come up there, you get a pretty view and it's, you know, you being in nature and it's quite close to, you know, 10 minutes or so from Jaén, so quite accessible. And so is Jamilin, actually. Oh, there's another one. Well, this one is green. Wow, we have a few trees. And then you realize, you know, how shallow those roots are. And you wonder, it's like amazing that, well, most of them do manage to stay, to anchor themselves well. I wonder even if between pines, they might not interlock you know, the roots to make it stronger. You know, maybe kind of being close to one another creates more pillars. Anyway, whatever it is, for survival, for evolution. So I was pretty jazzed up this morning, I have to say. I'm already thinking, I think next week I'll make a change. So I'll normally when I do, when I do the Japanese, it can easily take an hour between the kanji and then the chapter, depending on how complicated it is for me. So it'll definitely be more likely between 40 minutes to an hour. And I was doing 15 more minutes of kanji, so easily an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. So that's just the morning. And then I do like 15 to 20 to 30 minutes in the evening. And so when I go to German, I do another layer of kanji. And then I do Esperanto with French. Then I do Italian on Italian, one of the top level, which is a refresher. So you just have six chapters every day to refresh. And this one is doing the conditional, so it's actually great. I realize I'm not, I thought I was going to get bored, but I realize now, you know, I'm not able to go fast enough to answer the question, so I don't have it good enough. So I'm glad for it. And then I do Japanese. Then I do a session of kanji. Well, actually, I forgot about that. So it's an hour and 15 to an hour and 30 minutes in the morning. And then I finish with Spanish. And so I'm going to take off one of the Japanese kanji, and I'm going to put the French with the German. I'll put with the Esperanto instead of the French, it'll be the Italian. So the Italian would just be one Italian. So that'll be 15 minutes less. So I'll be shaving more than likely around half an hour. Anyway, so I'm kind of looking at making maybe starting next week. You know, it'll still be a good chunk, but maybe then, instead of being ready by 10:30 to 11, I'll be ready between 10 and 10:30. So I'm thinking that's always going to work out, as long as I'm fresh enough, because, you know, like yesterday was definitely challenging. And I did adapt. I did make some changes. And you know the weird thing about yesterday? This one is adult reference. I ended up having rubbing one out actually helped me. Because honestly, I was kind of drifting away from the languages. It was hard for my brain to be with it. And I rubbed one out. And then I was like, okay, let's go back. So interesting. Interesting, because it was like, there was one thing I was like, yeah, I could do that. That was one thing, you know, either that or go out and take a walk. But staying seated and doing the languages, I just wasn't, my head wasn't into it. My headspace was off. And there would have been nothing wrong, you know, to call it a day. But I do, you know, I do really enjoy it. And I do value the idea of consistency for something like language learning. So, well, for anything, but definitely for language learning, the kind of a habit, you know, and creating that muscle memory. And possibly by now, you know, it is kind of installed. So... Anyway, all right, there. So you have a few flowers. We have a lot of yellow one in at Pilar's place, but here? No, I don't know what that is. You have those sage-looking leaf, you know, it's kind of a soft green, kind of almost mossy looking, and those kind of like five leaf, purple with yellow pistil. I forgot what you call that stuff. Pistil? Is that what you call it? Or is that a different language? Is that French? I don't know. But yeah, there are not too many colors now. All those small lilies have gone. So, yeah, which is kind of strange, you know, we're being in March. So you think like you'd be now going into spring. So I don't know if there's going to be a second wave. Whoa! Yeah, my shoes. Be careful, Anthony. Be careful, Anthony. I do plan to have those shoes all the way to Valencina and then throw everything away the morning that I'll be heading out. That's kind of the idea. Oh, and also, I'm grateful for Joaquim, you know, for that Bluetooth keyboard, you know, and then the tablet fits perfectly, so it's basically for it. But I realize one of the problems is it cannot rotate the screen. So depending on where you're charging your phone and if, your tablet, and if you need to be charging it while using it, it may not work out. That's one. And yeah, so I realize I'm not going to take it with me. So I'll leave it there. And it's also, I mean, one of the reasons, also Joaquin gave it to me because the chain says, yellow flowers. The chain says that somebody's going to buy one from a, you know, sixth generation iPad is unlikely because, you know, we're talking about 5 years or so ago. I mean, it's too far. So just had a couple, so it was nice enough to give me one. So yeah, I just don't quite see the, I don't see myself using that. Anyway, but that was nice. So I'll definitely keep using my the tablet to the case that I bought. Even though it's a little bulky, I didn't find the other one. I would have liked that one where you can fold the cover, you know, and it creates like a stand for your tablet, but I didn't find it. So, and in all fairness, you know, I have an old iPad. Even Joaquin was telling me about, you know, updating. He's like, yeah, but I mean, it's working. You know, my biggest thing is actually Duolingo. But actually lately, as of late with Duolingo, I haven't had problem. It's a little slow, but it hasn't crashed. Yeah, so maybe the update on Duolingo have helped. I don't know. Anyway, and also something that I've learned actually from doing the transfer of the phone is for, because it was looking at my data, I had like 60 gigabytes, if I'm not mistaken, or so, and mine, of course, was 128, so I had plenty of room. But you know, you do the cleaning, but sometimes it's not doing it. Like on Spotify, like on podcast, and on Duolingo. Because on Duolingo, what I do is when I finish some courses, I delete them and start again, like I did with I think German, like I did with Japanese, because I realized I was going too fast and I need to go back. And so normally you lose all your progress. It doesn't keep anything. So you lose your point, you lose all of that, which is kind of weird, but I don't care. My only ambition as far as Duolingo is practicing language, enjoying it, and then getting my placement. And I don't lose that because it has to do about your weekly standing. But I ended up deleting the application, and then you could offload. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Offloading is you are turning it off. You're putting it to sleep, basically. And then it removes data, which I don't quite know how that works out. It doesn't take the room in your hard drive, so you have more space. And but that means you're not using it. Of course, if you're going to go back to use it, it's going to take the room. And I thought by offloading the app, that would take care of that. And it didn't clean it. But when I deleted, I forgot for Spotify what I did, if I did the same or not. But basically podcast, I had to delete the app and then Duolingo. And then, because it was a ridiculous amount of data, on podcast, it was showing me like 17 gigabytes and I was using 2 point something. So right now I have basically 2 gigabytes of podcast. So I had like 15 gigabytes of stuff that was not being deleted. So the lesson to me is kind of like, from time to time, you know, you have to kind of jot down, you know, all your podcast. And delete the whole thing. So, and now I have it's a 64, you know, gigabyte, the new phone, so I don't have the data space. And I even stopped, I didn't download the 27 Piano Concerto by Mozart, but even that's not taking that much space, so I'm going to re-download it more than likely today or tomorrow when I go buy a Wi-Fi spot. I have like 4 places not to do it in town. Anyway, and here's a Suzuki Gran Vitara 2-point turbo diesel. This guy is in his, olive orchard, Campo de Olivos, en su campo, en su parcel de olivos, digamos. And there you get the phone now. You get a very haughty a lot of bushes, arbustos, I think you call them, in Spanish, you know, the bushes. So you have some pine, but you have a lot of those very hardy plants that just don't take much water. Anyway, so, let me see where I am. I feel like I've been blabbing on long enough. Yeah, this is long enough, guys. I'm having a nice downhill. I want to pay attention. So on that note, I'm going to say peace and love. Ooh, the sky is clearing. I may get a sunburn. Anyway, peace and love. Talk to you later.